What do you say we dive in and we start with the Monday night matchup between two teams that have pretty good offenses, but boy, can they not play defenses? As the Falcons top the Saints 45-32, the final tally. Falcons improve to 2-1, take the top spot in the NFC South. Saints fall to 0-3, and well, I guess when you got $40 million+ in dead money on your salary cap, it's going to be a long year.
Yeah, it certainly is. And boy, you couldn't have described it more aptly. Lots of points. So if you're looking for highlights and you're looking for fireworks and you're looking for offense, not a bad way to go. But man, if you're looking for any level of defense on any level, man, were you in the wrong stadium last night?
Yeah, no, exactly right. I mean, it was a back and forth football game that really the Falcons and their offense took over in the second half. And the Falcons offense has talent. The results aren't always there, as it's been an inconsistent group, not only this year, but particularly last year after a pretty good start. Matty Ice really struggled a lot with the fact that there were no wide receivers other than Julio Jones, and the fact that he had to keep up with a defense that couldn't stop anybody. Well, yesterday they ran into an opponent that has an even worse defense than they have. And really, that was the story in this game in so many ways. Matt Ryan was efficient. Julio Jones was dinged up and not a huge factor in this game. And he spread the ball around to all his receiving targets, be they wide receivers, be they running backs. And really, his two leading receivers were his running backs, Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman. And then he spread it around to a whole bunch of wide receivers who had somewhere between 33 and 4 yards receiving. So he did a nice, efficient job of spreading the ball around. But the story of this game was the running attack of the Atlanta Falcons. Freeman and Coleman, 217 yards on the ground and 31 carries, 7 yards a carry. Here's the other realities. Not only is that awful in and of itself, you give up 217 yards on the ground in an NFL football game on just 31 carries, give up 7 yards a carry. Of that 217 yards on the ground, 150 of them before first contact from the Saints defense.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty remarkable number, and that shows you the ineptitude of the Saints defense. In a game that, for about a half, was a winnable game for the Saints and Drew Brees. And you can criticize Brees that he wasn't great despite piling up big numbers, that he threw a key pick that signaled the end of the game, really, for the New Orleans Saints. But the realities are, when you're opposite a defense like the New Orleans Saints, as the New Orleans Saints offense, you don't have a chance, Bob. You there's just so much pressure to be perfect and to score on every single drive that eventually you end up forcing it, and you end up making the big mistake that proves costly. And that's really what happened in this game. You know, I guess the two overriding storylines are the efficiency and excellence of the Falcons defense in this one, and just the awful play in every phase of the New Orleans Saints defense. And ultimately, that was their undoing.
Yeah, no question about it. And you raised the point about Drew Brees. This pressure has been on him now for a number of years, Joe. And how many times have we seen it with teams with porous defenses? You saw it with the Giants last year. You've seen it all around the National Football League, where when you have to entirely lean on the quarterback to win your football games in today's NFL with zero defense, eventually that key mistake is going to be made. Drew Brees, from everything that I see, hasn't lost any skill set. He hasn't all of a sudden become a diminished quarterback, even though he's getting up there in age. He plays on a team where you and I could probably run through the defensive line and gain 4.5 yards a carry. You know, it's horrible. And as you said, and I think aptly so, that mistake is eventually going to be made. He made a key one yesterday, but I don't put this loss on Drew Brees. I put it on that lousy, stinking, no-talent New Orleans defense.
I mean, and that's really the story in this game. You know, obviously, you get the long field goal late, right at halftime, that makes it 28-17, and you say, boy, with these two defenses being far from good and these two offenses being real good in this one, you say, all right, Saints are in it. Saints, Atlanta comes out the second half. They put up the touchdown. It's 35-17 early. It's 35-25. Saints follow up with a touchdown of their own. And the game's kind of going back and forth. And Atlanta's controlling things. But you know, with the capacity of that Saints offense, they're kind of right there. Right up until that interception in the middle of the third quarter. The pick six for Atlanta ended up being the difference. Once they got that pick six, it was all chase mode for the New Orleans Saints. And the inability of their defense to get off the field at all really meant the New Orleans Saints never had a chance. That's the reality.
No question.
So that's really the breakdown of this game. On the other side, we'll quickly go we'll go over what this all means to both teams. And then we'll roll out of the NFL and we'll roll into the college football as we continue our Tuesday Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at focusonrock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $599, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, three pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and two online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Welcome back to the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And if you were at New Orleans yesterday, it was certainly a Twitter storm down there on how inept their football team is. But Joe, you talked about the Atlanta perspective going into the break. And, you know, sometimes necessity is a mother, as it is said. And they actually found some balance yesterday. And maybe this is something this Atlanta Falcon team, which can put points up on the board, can use going forward and have a little more balance within that offensive attack.
Well, that's one of the keys to their season. They can't get pass happy. And with those two running backs in Freeman and Coleman, they got two real good running backs.
Mm-hmm.
That can not only pound the rock and run the football, they can get on the edge. They're versatile backs. Both of them can be factors in the pass game, which would take a lot of pressure off Matt Ryan. Because even with the addition of Mohamed Sanu, that passing game is still all about Julio Jones. There's not a wealth of weapons in that receiver core for the Atlanta Falcons. So, and you saw it last year. Having to bail out a very average defense, to be kind, wore on Matt Ryan, and he didn't have a Matt Ryan kind of year last year. They do add Mohamed Sanu. And, you know, I think they need to make a conscious effort to try and run the football and give him a nice run-pass balance. It was a perfect 50-50 yesterday. I think they need to strive to get more of that, number one. And number two, you saw with a diminished Julio Jones where he really couldn't be a factor in this passing game.
Right.
What you saw is Matt Ryan spread the ball around a little bit in the passing game, and you saw those two running backs both be featured contributors in that passing game. You want to help Matt Ryan out? Let him make some higher percentage passes and let these running backs work in space. So there are certainly ways that they can continue to have a high-octane offense, but also keep it a little more controlled, make it a lot more efficient, take some pressure off a substandard defense, and win some games. You right now at 2-1, and I know we're not even at the quarter pole yet, so let's not get too excited. They are in the top spot in the NFC South.
Yep.
They're ahead of a Carolina Panthers team that is suffering from Super Bowl loser hangover, a Tampa Bay Buccaneers team that is having some issues right now. They just cut Austin Seferian Jenkins after a DUI arrest. Jameis Winston hasn't seen an interception he doesn't like right now. And they're without their starting running back. So they've got issues there. And then you have this New Orleans Saints team. It doesn't matter whether it's Rob Ryan as the defensive coordinator, you, me, Tom Landry. It won't matter. The talent's not there. The defense stinks. The offense is fine. They run the ball enough,
yep.
I guess. I'd like more balance, and it was, you know, they brought more of that balance yesterday on some level. You know, but they're a pass-happy team. They got the weapons for Breeze. Breeze is one of the all-time great quarterbacks. But this defense is just so bad. It is one of the all – it continues to be and has been for the last several years not only one of the very worst defenses in the NFL year to year, but each year they manage to set new marks for ineptitude,
yeah,
and become one of the very worst defenses in the history of the NFL. And you just can't win football games like that, no matter how good Drew Brees is. He's got to throw it 60-plus percent of the time, and he's got to be perfect because the defense never gets off the field.
Well, you know, I think you make a good point there in the fact that they have managed to at least keep weapons around Drew Brees as he's gotten older and his weapons that he was dealing with years ago got older to the point where they needed to be replaced. But they haven't been able to do anything on defense. This has been an ongoing saga with them, something that
obviously... Well, you know where the problem lies there, Bob, and it's one of the things I mentioned in the pretty early going of the show as we're getting off to that bit of a rocky start here. It's the $40-plus million in dead money.
Yeah, dead money, absolutely.
You know, obviously with Drew Brees there, you've got to have to spend some resources on an offensive line to protect him and some weapons around him so that you can win with your offense, which is the way they're going to win football games. But that $40-odd million in dead money, that would be resources that they could spend on that defense so they could at least field an NFL-caliber defense and they'd have a chance to win quite a few football games. That's what kills you. And on a year-in, year-out basis, it's been that way the last several years. Mickey Loomis and Sean Payton suffer from the fact that they start way behind everybody else in this league as it relates to the amount of money they can spend because of the $40+ million in dead money on their cap. Once that changes, maybe they'll have a fighting chance. But as it stands right now, you can't be competitive on both sides of the ball when you're able to spend $40 million less than everybody else.
No argument. No argument. Well said. And as we said, Atlanta sitting on top of the heap right now. Maybe they found something here. When Julio Jones is healthy, let's not narrow focus on Julio Jones. He's going to be your main guy, obviously, but you have some balance. They keep the balance. They're going to win a lot of football games.
You know, they suckered me in last year, and they didn't sucker you in last year.
No.
So they're not going to get me this year because last year when they started losing, they kept losing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we saw that with a lot of teams. If you noticed, when we got through about 6 weeks of the season, there were a whole bunch of teams that were either undefeated or only had one loss. A whole bunch of them started losing a whole lot of games. And when they started losing, they couldn't stop losing. And this was really the poster child for that. They went from top of the heap in the NFC South and, you know, around the NFC to we're not even a playoff contender. And it didn't take long. So it's going to take some time to get me to buy in, especially because of the lack of resources on defense. There are no great shakes on defense either, and that was this game. Who would find more interesting creative ways to score and who would get stops? Falcons got a few more stops, made a few less mistakes. Didn't have quite as many special team gaffes in what was an exciting, wild football game that wasn't particularly well played.
Yep, then there you go.
What do you say we move on to the college football landscape? And, you know, we'll kind of attack these games in ranking order. I've pulled up the ESPN.com scoreboard. We'll start from number one and go all the way through number 25, and if there's other games you want to get involved in as time permits, we'll do that. I guess there's not much to say about number one Alabama hosting Nick Saban's alma mater, Kent State, in Tuscaloosa. Alabama improves to 4-0. It's 48-0. They call off the dogs at halftime. It was 41-0 at halftime. Second half touchdown made it 48-0, and that's the way it ends for the Alabama Crimson Tide as they dismantle the Golden Flash.
Man, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was like, well, it was nice of him to call the dogs off on his alma mater.
Can't tell you the game I watched with all the other great football on Saturday.
That's it. That was kind of the extent of the game. He was nice.
Number three, Louisville. 59-28 over Marshall. Louisville's 4-0, pointed towards that big matchup in Death Valley on Saturday night in primetime with the Clemson Tigers. Marshall falls to 1-2. This game really wasn't this close at all. Lamar Jackson, I've said it before, I'll say it again, throws 417 more yards, 5 more touchdowns. He is your Heisman Trophy winner. Louisville is for real. This game could have been much worse, but Louisville was sloppy with the football. They missed some tackles. They looked a lot like in this game like they looked in the Syracuse game. We're so much better than you, but we're really not focused here. They'll be focused on Saturday night in Death Valley, and that's going to be that's going to be a slobber knocker of a football game and a fun one at that. But Louisville stays undefeated, and they keep their playoff hopes alive, and they're looking forward towards that game in Clemson.
Yeah, this is going to be one of those early season game of the centuries, and there's no reason why it should not live up to the expectations.
Exactly right. I'd be shocked if that's some quarterback battle.
Yeah,
you know, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, that is one hell of a battle of quarterbacks, and it's going to be a fun one in Death Valley. Number four, Michigan. They stay undefeated, 4-0, 49-10 over James Franklin's Penn State Nittany Lions, who fall to 2-2, 0-1 in the Big Ten. Michigan's good, Bob. You know,
yeah,
I don't think their talent's on the par yet with Ohio State, but Jim Harbaugh is getting the most out of that talent. They're number four in the country. They're undefeated. They've taken care of their business every week. They're just a good football team. They're going to get a test this Saturday against Wisconsin because Wisconsin, and we'll get to them in a little bit, they have something they haven't had in a long, long time that I think is going to make a huge difference. And I'll get to that as we move along, you know, in our college football discussion. But Michigan's flat out good. They're taking care of their business. They're going to get a real test on Saturday, and we'll have some idea what they are after that game concludes.
Yep. And, you know, one of the big differences, and it's just you can tell coaching. We always talk about being coached up once players hit the National Football League. Jim Harbaugh, you know, he is already one of the five best coaches on the college football level. He's showing it with good talent, but not great talent. Can you imagine when he gets that first big-time recruiting class to mature? Oof.
Oof is the right phrase, Bob. Well, the Houston Cougars, they keep their playoff hopes alive. There's not much we can say about this one. 64-3 over Texas State. Houston's a perfect 4-0. Greg Ward Jr., 20 for 26, 289, two touchdowns. Duke Catalan, 10 for 70 on the ground and a touchdown. Cougars are good. You know,
yeah,
Texas State's not a test. You know, they're going to have some minor tests in the AAC along the way. Their big test is going to be a late November tilt or a mid-November tilt with Louisville. That's going to be a real interesting matchup for both of those clubs.
Yeah.
And if Houston can get by that and they take care of their business against the inferior AAC competition with the win over Oklahoma and a win over Louisville, you'll be hard-pressed as an undefeated team to keep them out of the playoffs. On the other side, Bob, more of the college football top 25 action. We'll recap it all next for you here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
You know, time flies. I could practically tell my life story in t-shirts. I designed them all online with custom ink. My travel softball team jersey, senior year homecoming hoodie, all my family vacations. Even my wedding favors snuck in here. Guess I'm going to need a bigger drawer.
Celebrate your next event with custom group shirts, apparel, and more from Custom Ink. Designing is fun and easy. For all of life's events, choose Custom Ink. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing today at CustomInk.com.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. We're in the midst of college football review. And, you know, Joe, it's these matchups that we're talking about not in the not-too-distant future here are going to be very impressive. And I'm truly looking forward to Clemson, Louisville. You mentioned Houston. There's all kinds of great games on the college schedule this season. And week to week, we have some really good ones that we get to talk about.
Well said, Bob. What do you say we move on to number 7, Stanford and UCLA? This one in the Rose Bowl. Stanford's had great success over the last number of years in the Rose Bowl, and it continues. 16-point fourth quarter spells the difference as number 7 Stanford outlasts UCLA 22-13, the final tally. The Rosen one was far from great in this one. Christian McCaffrey was his usual terrific self. And that David Shaw defense was as good as ever. Now here's the deal with Stanford. I understand they're number 7 in the country. And Christian McCaffrey is an all-world college football player. And if there's anybody right now that could challenge Lamar Jackson for the Heisman Trophy, it's Christian McCaffrey. Agreed. As week in and week out, he's one of the best runners in the country. He's also one of the best pass receivers in the country week in, week out. One of the best return men in the country. He is such a huge factor in that Stanford Cardinal offense, along with Bryce Love, who's another huge factor for them. You know, Bryce Love is the guy that nobody talks about. He's the reserve sophomore running back, explosive home run hitter.
Yep, home run hitter.
And he takes a lot off of Christian McCaffrey. He doesn't get a ton of touches, but he gives him that little bit of rest, and he gives him a little bit of change of gear. Problem with Stanford is twofold. Number one, it's not the Stanford stereotypical offensive line as far as their ability to dominate at the point of attack. Defense is as great as ever, and that's their calling card right now. And in Ryan Burns, they have a quarterback that they don't ask to do much and thus far hadn't done much. Right. And when you look at them offensively, they really don't put up a lot of points. And, you know, against better defenses, they will struggle. And if they get into a game where it's a shootout, I think they're hard-pressed to keep up. Again, they are very good. I think their defense is terrific. I think what they can do in a running game is impressive. But the offensive line's not that road-grading offensive line that's just going to roll over the opposition defense. And in Ryan Burns, a senior who's waited 3 years behind Kevin Hogan, hasn't shown me much yet. He didn't show me much in the Kansas State game, and he hasn't shown me much in any of these other matchups, as Stanford's offense is pretty pedestrian right now.
Yeah, I think the pointing at Burns is a fair assessment. And, you know, it's not to knock the kid. He waited his turn. He waited his turn for a reason. He's a game manager on the collegiate level, and that's all they're asking him to do right now. And I think you raise a valid point. When you go up against some of these high-octane offenses that exist on the collegiate level, that's where they're going to be hard-pressed. Their defense will have to keep them in every single game because they're not capable, at least as of right now, of being anything other than the Christian McCaffrey show with some help from his friends. Unfortunately, at the quarterback position, at least as of right now, his friends aren't helpful enough.
Well, they're going to get that test, and they're going to run into a high-octane offense on Friday night prime time. Yep. As they take on Washington. And we'll get some idea. You know, when you start rolling into October, you leave September – and you draw some conclusions, but you have a lot of questions. October answers a lot of those questions, and then the rest of the deck chairs get sorted out in November in the world of college football. Well, we're going to see some of these decks. We're going to get a lot of answers this Saturday. You get Michigan, as we talked about, taking on Wisconsin. We'll get some real answers on both of those teams. You're going to see Louisville and Clemson. More answers on both of those teams. And Washington and Stanford, two teams that, for me, I'm not sure about. I talked about the limitations of Stanford and what's good there. It's that defense, that running game, and that head football coach. But in a shootout, they're going to struggle. With Washington, we think they have a lot of talent, have the potential to be incredibly dynamic on offense. Haven't played anybody yet. So right. We'll get a good idea of what they are after that Friday night showdown that's coming up this Friday night between those two squads out in the Pac-12, Bob.
That's fair. That's absolutely fair.
Place I want to go next is Spartan Stadium, East Lansing, Michigan. This one surprised me. And when I say surprised me, this one really surprised me. Not so much that Wisconsin won, though I didn't think they would, but the commanding and dominating fashion with which they won this game. Number 11, Wisconsin, 30. Number 8, Michigan State, 6. Now, if you watch this football game, and, you know, this was one of those 12 noon games, and it was a Big Ten Network game, so a lot of people didn't see it. What you saw was a Wisconsin defense that's as good as any of their defenses. With their speed, there's explosiveness. This is a defense that can really shut down teams, and there's enough speed on their defense that they can keep up with some of the faster offenses in the Big Ten. What they have this go around that they haven't had for years in Wisconsin is a quarterback in Alex Hornibrook.
Yep.
They've got a real deal quarterback. You know, they always have the running game, and Corey Clement is their big time runner, and he didn't show much. He was dealing with an ankle injury, and Michigan State's defense is always tough. He didn't show much on Saturday, but they got a real deal at the quarterback position. They got a real deal big time defense with some playmakers on the back line and in the front seven, athletes and guys that go up and get up after the quarterback and stop your running game. I'm very impressed with their defense. I'm extremely impressed with Hornibrook. And they got in their receivers, they got guys, you throw them the ball, they catch it. What they don't have is any speed. You know, when they take on teams like Michigan and Ohio State, they're not going to win on the outside very much. They're going to have to win in the middle of the field with their receivers, because on the edges, these guys aren't fast enough to compete with the speed of the Michigan corners, you know, and the Ohio State corners. Yep. And that Ohio State back line is exceptional. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all shakes out. But this Wisconsin team is legit good. And for the first time in a long time, they got themselves a QB that could spin it a little bit.
Yeah, you know, they got everybody's attention with the win against LSU. And all of a sudden it was like, oh, well, you know, Wisconsin, they might be pretty good this year. They really got my attention this past weekend, Joe. And it's not a vintage Michigan State team, no. But D'Antoni's team, and what I was impressed with was the second half of Wisconsin, just literally taking the game away from Michigan State. Where I was watching it, I was like, damn, they're just yanking this game out of their hands. As you said, the quarterback can spin it. Their Achilles heel is probably the lack of speed, but they're certainly a team to keep an eye on. And who knows, maybe going forward, they can make a little more noise before it comes to a halt for them.
Well said, Bob. And, you know, when we preview their matchup in a couple of days with Michigan, that's going to be one of the things we talk about. You know, the inability of their wide receivers to perhaps win matchups with a speedy Michigan secondary. And that's what you're going to talk about all the time. But they check a lot of the other boxes. You know, that usual lack of speed, it's not there on defense. Those guys can get up after you on defense, and they can move, and they're physical at the point of attack.
Yeah. Let's move on to Washington, my friend.
All right. Number 9, Washington, 35-28 over unranked Arizona. Washington's 4-0 on the year. Arizona is 2-2, 0-1 in the Pac-12. This one actually went to overtime.
Yep.
Struggle for Washington in this one. I can't say I saw this one. It was a Pac-12 Pac-12 network matchup, and it was late, and I had to get to sleep at some point. I had seen enough football. I let this one play out, watched the highlights the next day. I don't know about Washington yet. I know they have the weapons to be very, very good on offense, but they haven't played anybody. I'll know more, as I said earlier on when we were talking about Stanford. I'll know a lot more sometime about 1 a.m. Eastern time, very early Saturday morning, after Stanford and Washington conclude what Washington is. Till then, I'll reserve judgment, but a win is a win is a win.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, I have the sense that they're probably a little more pretender than contender, but it'll sort itself out in the laundry this weekend.
I don't know. Again, just don't know. Number 10, Texas A&M. Very, very impressive. Best defense they've had under Kevin Sumlin. 45-24 over number 17, Arkansas. This was a nip-and-tuck back-and-forth game until the fourth quarter where A&M took over. You know, I'm not a Trevor Knight guy, as you know, and we've said it many times. I've wondered if he's a good enough passer to operate that Kevin Sumlin offense with the efficiency that they need to be a real contender in the SEC West. But He showed me something on Saturday. He was actually pretty good, 12 for 22, 225, two touchdowns, no interceptions, and a lot of big chunk plays through the air. He, along with Trayvon Williams, give them such a dynamic running attack to go with that passing attack at A&M. And defensively, boy, can they go up and get after the quarterback, and are they much better on defense against the run than any of these Kevin Sumlin teams have been in? And bringing in Chavis as your defensive coordinator has really started to pay dividends. And because of what they can do on defense that they haven't been able to do in years past, coupled with a running attack that's got better runners than they've had in years past, even though I don't think Trevor Knight is as good a throwing quarterback as they've had out down there in the past, I kind of like this A&M group. I think that they can be a lot of trouble for a lot of people in the SEC West. And for Arkansas, I know they lost, but don't sleep on them. Austin Allen is a good quarterback. Raleigh Williams is a good running back. They're physical. They play defense. Brett Bielema teams have a certain style that will always make you tough. If you sleep on them at all in the SEC, they're going to come and the Hogs will bite you on the hind end.
Yeah, and, you know, you make a good point about Arkansas. I don't want to belabor that, but they, I like that team a lot. It's a program on the come. They're just about there. But what you were saying about Texas A&M, I couldn't agree with you more about Knight. I had the same questions. The difference with this team this year, and you mentioned the defense, there's a little more balance on offense because he can't do what their previous quarterbacks have been capable of doing. So they've been forced to run the ball a little more and therefore control the game a little more, take a little more pressure off their defense. And their defense is not only a little more talented this time, or a lot more talented, they're actually being coached up. So inadvertently, they created a level of balance on this A&M team that they haven't had over the last couple of seasons. And you're seeing the results on the field. It was a blessing in disguise that they don't have that cannon-armed, we got to chuck it down the field 60 yards every single time quarterback. It's working out real well for them.
John Chavis can flat-out coach him some defense. And Kevin Sumlin, this will take a lot of the pressure off of Kevin Sumlin in that offense. And they're not going to be easy for anybody in the SEC West. So watch out for the Aggies. And, you know, I know you didn't want to belabor the point on Arkansas. They're pretty darn good, too. It's just that the SEC West is very, very deep. Brett Bielema will have them good down in Fayetteville for a long, long time.
Yeah, he will.
Let's squeeze this one in. We'll start it on this side. We'll really get to it on the other side. It'll be the way we wrap up hour number one. Number 23, Ole Miss, 45-14 over number 12, Georgia. Georgia's now 3-1 on the season, 1-1 in SEC play. Ole Miss squares their record at 2-2. Does the outcome surprise me? Not necessarily.
No.
Does the level of dominance surprise me? Yes, because I thought Georgia was pretty good, and they lost Nick Chubb early in this one. And Ole Miss finally plays, well, three good quarters of football. They didn't need the fourth. You know, second halves have been their bugaboo, as they've led some elite competition at halftime in dominant fashion. So we'll pick it up right there next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
The two of you are a disaster. Together, you're beyond description.
That's bold talk coming from the West Coast.
It's our fault this is a mess, huh?
Bold talk coming from San Francisco, boy.
Blame us. There you go.
I'll reach out with the happy stick right now.
Here you go. It's our fault. I like that one. I'm talking about hot stuff.
That's pretty good.
you got to give credit for Brave anyway. You know, I got stones.
That's 3,000 miles of Brave.
Yeah, well, you put 3,000 miles between me and anybody, and your chances of survival are much better. Oh God, that's a fitting way to come back, huh?
With Ole Miss and Georgia, I wasn't surprised by the outcome, same as you. I was surprised by the dismantling, even with the loss of Chubb. And how this bodes for the Georgia program going well, you know, when you get a first-year coach in there, this trial and tribulation, when you get this kind of outcome against a rival within conference and you get taken to school, as it were, I'm going to be curious to see how that team responds.
Well said. I mean, you know, we thought they'd be pretty good this year, and we thought they were probably the number two team in the weaker SEC East. And they've been up and down. Good win over North Carolina.
Right.
Beyond that, you know, nothing really to get excited about. They struggled mightily. I guess an improved Missouri group, but for Ole Miss, hey, it's nice when you play enough football to win. You know, they've had a bunch of games they could have and should have perhaps beat Florida State and could have and should have beat Alabama too.
Yep.
It's a good football team that I guess in some level is limited by a limited coach in Hugh Freeze. He can recruit, but the fact that they didn't finish, I guess, in two games like that has to go on him.
I think that might be fair.
All right, Bob. We'll get ready for hour two. We got a big hour two ahead of us. Lots of guests, more college football, a little basketball too. But right now we'll step aside. Then we'll come back with hour two of the Attack here on Sports Byline.
We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I have a feeling that by the end of this evening, I'm going to be blamed for everything that's ever happened.
Why not?
Why not? Yeah, why not?
The long-awaited first presidential debate between Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump is in the books.
Now, you're talking about taking out ISIS, but you were there and you were Secretary of State when it was a little infant. Now it's in over 30 countries. And you're going to stop them? I don't think so.
This is something that the American people deserve to see, and I have no reason to believe that he's ever going to release his tax returns because there's something he's hiding.
As some are critical of Trump's performance, supporter Chris Christie says,
if they want to change what's going on in the country, they cannot vote for the same old thing. And I think that's what you saw tonight, something very different versus the same old thing.
The next debate's October 9th. This is USA Radio News.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
More now from last night's debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
I will bring back jobs. You can't bring back jobs.
Well, actually, I have thought about this quite a bit.
Yeah, for 30
and
years.
I have, not quite that long.
One of the most notable moments during last night's debate was when Trump vowed to release his tax returns.
I will release my tax returns against my lawyer's wishes when she releases her 33,000 emails that have been deleted.
The latest NBC News SurveyMonkey poll shows Clinton up 45% to 40%, which is the same as last week.
That's USA Radio's Joe Gomez. The U.S. Senate's expected to vote tomorrow to override President Obama's veto of a 9/11 bill that allows 9/11 victim families to sue Saudi Arabia in U.S. courts. Lawmakers have unanimously passed it in the House and the Senate. If it is overridden, it'll be the first veto override of Barack Obama's presidency. This is USA Radio News.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at Rite Aid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through October 1st, earn 1,000 Plenty points when you spend $30 on select P&G products. See Rite Aid.com and circular for details.
The country is safer.
An FBI report showing a 4% increase in violent crime in major U.S. cities between 2014 and 2015. However, the White House maintains the nation is safer from violent crime than it's been at any time under the previous four presidents.
And the violent crime rate in the United States is near historic lows.
It's a case involving New Jersey's Republican Governor Chris Christie. The government's key witness in the so-called Bridgegate trial will be back on a witness stand today to talk about that five-day 2013 traffic jam in Fort Lee. Correspondent Sarah Lee Kessler says what we can expect today at the trial.
A lot more damaging testimony by David Wildstein. Yesterday, the former Port Authority hotshot and confessed Bridgegate plotter testified about the time for some traffic problems email he got from Bridget Ann Kelly. Governor Christie's former top aide said it was a joke, but Wildstein said he took it as an order to carry out a revenge scheme against the mayor of Fort Lee, who decided not to endorse Christie for re-election.
And with talk that Twitter could soon be sold to someone, Disney is reportedly working with a financial advisor on a possible bid to buy it. Bloomberg reports that Salesforce.com is also considering a bid, though it's notable that Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey is also on the board of Disney. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, indeed we are. Good day, America. Welcome back to the Spano Black Deck. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. We've got a big hour two in front of us with a couple of guests, and right out of the box, we will have one. So, Joe, let's skip the usual nonsense. Why don't we set the table and give the peeps what they want?
You got it, Bob. Obviously, big hour two. It's going to be a lot of college football until 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, when Zach Buckley from the Bleacher Report jumps on. And we'll talk all things Miami Heat, most specifically the Chris Bosh situation. Bosh's future with the Heat, the acrimony between the Heat and Bosh. So that's at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. At 10 after hour number two, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time, in the very next segment, Glenn Gilbo, LSU beat writer for the Gannett newspapers and USA Today, joins us. And, you know, we'll go through last week's debacle in Auburn that ends up costing Les Miles his job. And we'll talk about other reasons why Les Miles and Cam Cameron are out, why Ed Orgeron is in, and what the future of the coaching search for the Tigers is. In between, me and you will wrap up the rest of the top 25 in college football. And as time permits, maybe we'll get to a couple of other stories. If we don't get to them today, we'll certainly get to them tomorrow in the hump day edition of the attack.
Indeed, we will. And, you know, college football, man, I wasn't here yesterday, Joe. It was certainly one of the strangest weekends in sports that I've been around for mostly bad reasons, but also some good reasons as well as far as performance goes. But, man, the news there, and then all of a sudden the deaths with Jose and Arnie, and just it was just an incredible weekend in the world of sports.
No, incredible in many ways. You're exactly right. Very much bittersweet, Bob. But up next, Glenn Gilbo, LSU beat writer, Gannett Newspapers and USA Today, joins us next. We'll catch you up on all the latest doings in Baton Rouge right after this.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, October 5th, and that's the Rite Aid Wellness 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event, Wednesday, October 5th. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
LSU's got to get up there quickly to be ready to snap. Edlin's got to throw it into the end zone. Caught, but touchdown! You got to be kidding me! The Tigers roar real late. Ball game.
The rule is that the offense did not get the snap out after the touchdown.
We have had a cataclysmic reversal on the field for LSU. Auburn are the victors.
Welcome back to the attack, and we are joined by Glenn Gilbo from Gannett Newspapers, Louisiana, and USA Today. And LSU loses the game, and Les Miles loses his job. Welcome to the attack, Glenn.
Good morning. How are you?
Nice to have you with us. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Just chaotic finish to that game, and in a way, I guess it was fitting, a chaotic finish to the career and tenure of Les Miles at Louisiana State University.
Yeah, it was, you know, if he'd have won the game, I think he may have well gotten fired later in the season because the schedule's really difficult later in the season. But it was definitely shocking, I think, to everyone that covers the team and to the players and everyone around that they struck so fast and so early in the season. September firings, you know, that don't really happen that much. So, It's a whirlwind, is what Danny Etlin said, the quarterback.
Well, you know, Glenn, after the topsy-turvy end to the 2015 season, you wonder why Joe Oliva just didn't pull the trigger on getting Les Miles out after that when you consider that, you know, 4 games later he's out, number one. And number two, if you're Les Miles and you're hanging on that much of a thread – with the issues you've had on offense, why not make a change at offensive coordinator and move out Cam Cameron and move in somebody that can give LSU a 21st century offense? They certainly have the athletes to pull it off.
Well, that's true. You know, if they'd have went 4-0 with no passing game at all, he'd still have his job. And I don't know what kind of offensive coordinator he could have gotten. Considering that situation, Oliva would have fired him last year, but he was blocked by the the president and some other officials that wanted to wait at the time. But yeah, you know, a lot of it, you know, I really don't think it was the offense that, the main problem Les had that hurt him, that made him slide and ended up getting fired, was that he the quarterbacks he picked and recruited just couldn't play, and they struggled to develop them. The sad thing is they got a good one now, but it's too late.
Well, you know, you raise an interesting point there. Here's a guy who's always been able to draw talent into Baton Rouge, but that one Achilles heel, was it just bad choosing or highly rated guys that just didn't pan out?
I think it was really bad choosing. You know, it's hard not to get it, somebody that's a decently rated, but they the ones they picked, you know, I think the way they evaluated the quarterbacks when they were in high school was the main problem. You know, they picked one, Russell Shepard, who after they saw him play briefly, they decided he was never going to play quarterback, and it seems like they could have made that decision before they signed him. But every good quarterback Les had at LSU was coached by someone else in college before Les got him. You know, like Danny Etling, like Zach Mettenberger. And the only other good ones were there when Nick left, coached by Jimbo Fisher, Matt Flynn, and Jamarcus Russell. So that's really the tragic flaw that got him.
Well, you know, and I guess the question that begs to be asked is, how can a coaching staff so great at recruiting talent all over the field, whether it be offensive line, whether it be receiver, whether it be running back, you know, and you look, you got guys like Malachi Dupree. You look at all the NFL receivers of recent vintage that are in the wide receivers at LSU that are in the NFL now that are starring. You look at the defenders all over the field. How can they just be so bad at picking quarterbacks when they're able to pick talent right all over the field?
You know, that's a million-dollar question. And, you know, the ones that didn't work out, they didn't work out anywhere else either. So I don't think it's how they coached the quarterbacks, because they did have some good ones that were already started along. So yeah, I don't know. That's the question. If Les ever coaches again, and he says he wants to, he needs to put someone else in charge of talent evaluation of quarterbacks, that's for sure.
Glenn Gilbo from Gannett and USA Today, one of the best football writers in the country, joining us here on The Attack. And, you know, Glenn, you talked about Les moving on. They bring in good old Ed. And, you know, my first exposure to him was when I was down in Mobile, and he had a certain reputation. They elevate him to the head coaching job, and they certainly put the interim tag on it. Does he have an opportunity to win this job outright, or are they going to be looking outside at the end of the season?
Well, I think they're probably looking outside pretty quickly here. I think Ed's like most interim coaches. If he wins every one of his games, you got to look at him or close to it. I don't think there's much of a chance of him getting a permanent job. But he's definitely a excellent choice for an interim coach. I mean, he did a great job at USC under really Wilder circumstances, and he's from Louisiana. He's been on staff, and he's got experience as the Ole Miss head coach. He learned from that, so yeah, he's a breath of fresh air, and that's usually the best thing an interim coach can do.
Well, you know, Glenn, we've talked about a lot here. We've talked about what Les did right, what Les did wrong. We've talked about that they've recruited great talent. Quarterback, the Achilles heel. We've talked about the Cam Cameron offense and how it's probably 15 years behind just about everything else in college football. We talked about Ed Orgeron being the ideal interim head coach. We haven't talked much about the search. Who are some of the favorites? Who are some of the favorites that you're hearing that are most likely to be in the running for this job when LSU really starts to expand their search and get into picking a new coach?
Well, I think the first favorite, their first target is Jimbo Fisher, the Florida State coach. They contacted him last year. There was some And Jimbo has some interest, or at least had some interest. You know, he was here as offensive coordinator. But, you know, that's not a definite that he may still be interested. After that, I think it's just a variety of some of the other candidates you always hear, like Tom Herman at Houston. But I don't think, you know, he may be going to USC or UCLA, or he's from California. I don't know if they can get him. But, you know, you hear Bobby Petrino. But it's still very early right now. From a lot of these coaching searches, it ends up being a guy that no one was talking about to begin with.
You know, you mentioned the big names and the usual suspects, but touch on it for a second. Going up against Nick Saban every year, and you know, when you're a Jimbo Fisher, you're sitting there, you got a national title ring, you've succeeded the legend, as it were. What's appealing about the LSU job that would encourage one of these guys to jump into the hot seat in Baton Rouge?
Well, Nick can't coach forever. You got to figure he's going to leave within the next 5 years, you would assume. So the guy doesn't seem to age. I think one of the things that LSU has that people may not think about right off is it's the only school in its state. You don't have to deal with another school, another major school. You know, even Saban had to deal with Auburn when he first got there, and Florida State has Florida and Miami, and the Texas schools, you know, have several schools to deal with, and Louisiana really puts out. You know, it's happened several times. They've often had the most NFL players from that state, you know, than even California and Florida or Texas, the hotbeds of recruiting. Louisiana is really the talent state per capita, and you can be the only school in that state. You know, you can really be a championship program virtually by just recruiting your state. So that can be appealing to a coach. I think that's the most appealing thing to a coach, to make them look twice at LSU.
Final one for me before we let you run, and we're going to make this pretty short. Does LSU suffer in some ways from delusions of grandeur? Yes, they have a storied history, a national title under Nick Saban, one under Les Miles. But before that, the realities are, while LSU has had pockets of success, they've always been a second-level program within the world of college football. Does the administration suffer from these delusions of grandeur, thinking that on a year-in, year-out basis that they're going to truly compete for a national title? And does that doom whoever takes over as the next head coach?
Well, I definitely think LSU has a history of being overrated. There's no question about that. They're always supposed to be good. And really, they've only had two eras where they were really great. The late 50s with Paul Dietzel, who won a national championship, Billy Kennedy won the Heisman, and then when Saban was here in the 2000s, and that kind of dovetailed into Les. But you're only talking about a few years there where they really showed what they can do. You know, they won two national championships in 4 years, 03 and 07, and then played for a third in 2011. So that was pretty good. But you're right, most of their history has not been that. I mean, they had six straight losing seasons just in the 90s. But I think that the bad eras there were just because they hired really bad coaches. You know, when they've hired really good coaches, they've done really well. Same with Alabama. When Alabama hasn't hired coaches, they've done real bad, too. So that's what's so important about this hire. If you have delusions of grandeur, which Alabama had at one time, you think you can just hire anybody, like Mike Dubose or Mike Shula. You know, and LSU went through the same thing. You really, doesn't matter how much the program has to offer, if you don't hire a great coach, you're just going to be a routine program. And most of LSU's history, they have been kind of a routine program. So, you know, the pressure's on Joe Oliva, because if he makes the wrong hire, they could be right back where they were, you know, 15, 20 years ago, not even winning.
The Jerry DiNardo era calls again. They make the wrong decision.
Hey, see, that was you know, they hired a Vanderbilt coach who just lost a game 55-7. You know, those were desperate times. You know, hopefully they're in a you know, they're in a better pool of coaching candidates now, you would think.
One would think. Glenn, thanks so much for the great insight, man. We'll do this again as the LSU coaching search continues. And also, we know you cover the Saints, so maybe if they pick up a win, we'll talk to you about them down the line as well.
Okay, thank you.
You got thank it. You. Bye-bye now. Glenn Gilbo, LSU beat writer and Saints beat writer for the Gannett newspapers and USA Today, joining us here on The Attack. On the other side, Bob, we will get back to the rest of the top 25 college football scoreboard for week four in college football. We'll break it all down next here on The Attack. Take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. Read your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at SportsByline USA. More of the Spano and Black Attack after this.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at focusonrock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $5.99, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
Psst, hey you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead, I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey! Hey! Are you going to pay for that?
Talk to the hand.
Okay! That funky man! Okay, okay! That funky man!
Robert must be high.
Now, he likes that one. He plays it a lot. It's one of his favorites.
Okay, all right.
That's just one of his favorites. You know, we all get ones that we like more than others. That seems to be one of his personal favorites.
Hey, how can you like not like some Arnold, you know?
Arnold, as we roll on here on The Attack, 800-878-PLAY. A lot of topics to talk about. You can talk about the Monday night matchup, your thoughts on the Falcons and the Saints, your favorite team from college football in the top 25 and what they did this weekend, or anything else within the world of sports within reason, fair game at 800-878-PLAY on Twitter. But keep it to 140 characters, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. We should probably dive back into the top 25, Bob, and we'll head to Tampa, Florida. Number 13, Florida State. They take care of their business against a pretty good South Florida Bulls team. Florida State 55, South Florida 35. South Florida falls to 3-1 on the year. Florida State improves to 3-1. Dalvin Cook in this one was incredible, rushing for 267 and two touchdowns. DeAndre Francois plays a complimentary role in this one. Florida State rolls up 55 on a pretty good South Florida team. A good way to rebound.
Yeah.
After just being destroyed by Louisville, as South Florida's, they're a quality team. They're going to win 9 games this year, go to a good bowl. And Willie Taggart's group is a very good offensive team, and they got a quarterback that could play anywhere in America at the quarterback position, despite being recruited more as an athlete.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair assessment. You know, Cook breaking out as he did, and it was a good game to watch. But, Joe, in watching this game, and you said it was a pretty good opponent, that Florida State defense has some issues. And if for whatever reason, and part of it is just maturing talent, because they do have talent on that side of the ball, they're having difficulty stopping people this year. And against the better teams, the upper echelons, I think that could end up getting exposed by the end of the year again.
It's a definite factor. And I expected South Florida to stay in this one. Quentin Flowers, again, a tremendous athlete. A lot of the bigger programs wouldn't let him play quarterback, so he went to South Florida so he could play quarterback. He's a real dual threat in that Taggart Gulf Coast offense. This was a good rebound win, but you're right. They're having some issues along the offensive line at Florida State. They didn't show against South Florida. They're having some issues stopping people. Fair point. What do you say we move along to the main event in the SEC? Number 14, Tennessee, finally gets off the schneid after 11 years. You know, in Knoxville, 38-28 over number 19, Florida. Real good football game. At times, not a real pretty football game. Joshua Dobbs steps up in a major way in the second half. Jalen Hurd, much better in the second half. Antonio Callaway was great in a receiving game. Boy, he made some bonehead plays in special teams that certainly didn't help Florida. And this was one of those games that was a tale of two halves. Joshua Dobbs and that Tennessee offense struggled for the first half. That very tough Florida defense, maybe the best defense in all of college football, really dominated. And Florida did enough on offense. They weren't great by any stretch. But Austin Appleby hit some real big chunk plays in the passing game in the first half that staked them to a 21-3 lead. In the second half, the Florida offense could do nothing and look like a typical Florida offense over the last decade, while you got 35 second-half points from Tennessee, and they show why we thought so much of them. And the bottom line, Joshua Dobbs is going to have to play better and more consistent for this team to realize its potential.
You know, it was almost like a wake-up call, and they're taking the game back over in the second half was the impressive aspect of it. But I think you make a good point about Dobbs. It's just that consistency. You're not going to get away with first halves against the cream of the crop if you're Tennessee playing that kind of ball, and they need to come out of the gates roaring. They're 4-0, and they're 1-0 in conference, and they will move up the food chain again. But, you know, again, when push comes to shove, you get off to those slow starts, you're not going to be able to roll back against the cream of the crop of the SEC. Not going to happen.
I mean, it's really the best half of football they've played by a wide margin all year. They didn't play good against Appalachian State. They weren't impressive against the Bobcats of Ohio. Where have they really impressed you? They haven't impressed me at all yet other than that one half of football.
And
it's a benchmark
it.
Win for them, but they're going to have a lot of other tests along the way. And if they expect to realize their potential, which is SEC championship game or perhaps college football playoffs, they got to play better ball and more consistent ball on both sides of it.
Yeah, no question about it. You said, and I think very aptly, Florida is very offensively challenged. You go up against a team with a better offensive situation, you're not going to come out of that with a win. They're not going to let you.
Well said. Baylor takes care of their business. They're still undefeated at 4-0. They'll move up from number 16 in the country, 35-24 over Oklahoma State. Offensive battle. There was a lightning delay. You know, Baylor did a nice job. You know, I don't know what they're going to be like as they move through this season in the Big 12, which is a little bit down. For Oklahoma State, tough loss. They're second. They're obviously eliminated from playoff consideration in any way, shape, or form. And the rest of their season is about being a spoiler.
Return of Les.
Well, you know, I've made jokes about this before. We all know that T. Boone Pickens does not like Mike Gundy. And if they lose four games this year and lose Bedlam, he's got enough. He's got a big enough checkbook to buy him out, and Les will be in.
He does.
And, you know, we mentioned that we played the highlights at the end. Auburn tops LSU, resulting in Les Miles firing 18-13. And you can't, even in their own building, you can't lose to an Auburn team if you're LSU that doesn't have a quarterback and is as offensively challenged as Gus Malzahn's group is.
Yeah. No question about it. You know, as Glenn very aptly said, it happened this past week. It would have happened somewhere else down the line just because of the fact that, again, the competition in the SEC, we know what it's all about. We don't need to restate it. You lose to a team like Auburn, which this year is a pretty bad football team, you're doomed.
And finally, number 20, Nebraska, 24-13 over Northwestern. Don't sleep on the Cornhuskers in the Big Ten. Tommy Armstrong's been there 3,000 years. Finally learned how to play quarterback a little bit at Nebraska. Mike Riley's a pretty good coach. They may do some good things in Lincoln this year within the ranks of the Big Ten.
They seem to have a little juice, don't they?
They sure do. We'll step out. Zach Buckley next here on The Attack. Keep it where it is.
You know, time flies. I could practically tell my life story in t-shirts. I designed them all online with custom ink. My travel softball team jersey, senior year homecoming hoodie, all my family vacations. Even my wedding favors snuck in here. Guess I'm going to need a bigger drawer.
Celebrate your next event with custom group shirts, apparel, and more from Custom Ink. Designing is fun and easy. For all of life's events, choose Custom Ink. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing today at CustomInk.com.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We're joined by Zach Buckley from Bleacher Report. Zach, based out of South Florida, and a lot of news, most of it bad, coming out of South Florida in the sports world. He joins us here on the Attack. Good morning, Zach. Nice to have you back with us.
Yeah, thank you. Nice to be here.
And we appreciate your time, as always. The overriding story, of course, before we get into the basketball, was the tragic death of Fernandez. And talk about the mood down here in South Beach, because it certainly has spilled over into the entire sports world in South Florida. And Spoelstra addressed it during media day yesterday with the Heat.
Yeah, that was actually Spoelstra's first comments of the day before he took any questions. That's the first order of business he handled, and considering some of the storylines that organization has dealt with, you know, with the Big Three officially sort of disbanding now, that was, I thought it was powerful, and just, you know, the entire sports community down here, I think, is just dazed. Jose was such an immense talent. Obviously, he looked like he was headed for, you know, a Hall of Fame career, electric fastball, wipeout curveball, just a prodigious talent. But then on top of that, you know, he had such an infectious personality. He played the game with this childlike passion that anyone could get behind. But then when you take his background into account, you know, he's Cuban. The Cuban community in South Florida, it's obviously a strong presence. I think they connected so much because his story was so much theirs. You know, it took him four times to escape the country. On the final boat ride over that he makes it, his mother falls out of the boat. He has to dive in to save her. Just, you know, perilous journey. There was so much connection with that that I think people would have supported him. You know, he didn't have to be a baseball player. He didn't have to be this Hall of Fame talent for people to connect with that energy and that, you know, just zeal for life. So just a really, really sad day still. You know, I think the whole community is still in mourning. And that was kind of, you know, that really cast a dark cloud over what's normally an exciting time with the new season tipping off.
I think you stated it very well. He was much more than just a baseball player down there. And we celebrated the life and times of Jose Fernandez and talked a lot about the impact on the community beyond being a baseball player. And really what you said at the very end about him being somebody that would have connected in this community and with people, whether he was a baseball player or not, I think really sums up what Jose Fernandez, the man, was. And I think you did a very good job there. And we thank you for that, Zach. But where I want to go is to the NBA and the latest on Chris Bosh now versus the Miami Heat. Pat Riley says it's more than likely they're moving on. Their doctors do not pass Bosh for his physical, so he won't be starting training camp with the team. Bosh says, why move on from me? I'm going to be fine, and my intention is to play for you guys. So where are we actually at, and why the stalemate, and why the differing opinions on the relative health of Chris Bosh and the future of Chris Bosh?
Right. You know, I think it's just an uncomfortable situation for everyone involved due to just the severity of what we're talking about here, you know, multiple occurrences of blood clots, and who knows what that can cost, problems on top of that. But I think where it gets really dicey is you can sort of see both sides of the coin. You know, the Heat are saying, look, their doctors are not comfortable with him playing on any type of medication to control these blood clots. They just don't, if that's still going on and their latest physical sounds like it says it is, then they're not comfortable with him playing at all. And like you said, Riley pretty much just closed the chapter, you know, wrote the end of that chapter yesterday, and sounds like he is ready to move on. And when you go to the flip side with Bosh, you know, it sounds like he's saying, hey, this is my life. You know, this is what I want to do. I want to have control over kind of where my story goes. And he's found doctors that tell him, hey, you know, if we set up this treatment plan, you could, you know, take this medication and have it out of your system and you'd be ready to play. So he's hearing from different people that it is possible to play with these with his condition, you know, with medical treatment to get it under control. So you do see, you know, both sides of the coin. I think both make sense. But ultimately, I think this is going to rest, you know, with the Heat's decision. Bosch can't strong arm them into playing him. I think Miami is ready to move on. Riley made that perfectly clear yesterday. A lot of players, you know, they spoke about what they had with Bosch, not necessarily what they're going to have, because I think everyone's sort of seeing that at least the Miami portion of his playing career looks like it's come to a close.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Zach, and Joe and I talk about this all the time. In sports, it's a cold-blooded business. It's what can you do for me now? It's not necessarily what you've done for me in the past. And Riley, he's never been afraid to take the heat, and no pun intended. But with Dwayne Wade leaving town and now with Chris Bosh, I guess philosophically and from the cold-blooded financial point of view, this is a page that the Heat need to turn, in his opinion.
Right. You know, and that was really my reaction to when Wade left, specifically. You looked at, you know, the offer that supposedly Miami put up, and it was laughable in this economy for a player like Wade. Then you heard, you know, there wasn't much dialogue, if at all, between Wade and Riley. So it seemed like, I'm not saying Miami forced him out, but they were certainly amenable to this going that direction. If you look at it big picture and you think, you know, this group wasn't going to contend for a title, Miami's got some young pieces in place right now. If you shed Wade, you know, you can really start to kind of take that step into whatever your next stage is going to be. They should have a lot of money for the 2017 free agent class. It's a loaded class. Miami's obviously a destination for a lot of players. So it made sense for the break with Wade. The Bosch thing, I'm just not sure if that's sort of, you know, because it's kind of a coincidental timing on that. I don't think the Heat wanted it to go this way. I don't think that they saw, you know, hey, we've got a chance to get out of this deal. We can open up even more room. Let's go. I think it's just kind of the way that that's gone. Riley himself, you know, he could say what he wants, and I guess he doesn't necessarily have to mean it, but he addressed that yesterday. He said they haven't thought about the cap ramifications at all. This is all about Chris, you know, keeping him safe, keeping him healthy as much as they can, and they just don't feel like he's able to do that on the basketball court. So I think that's a back storyline. I think it makes sense for Miami to, you know, completely move on from the big three and start this new era around guys like Justice Winslow, Hassan Whiteside. But, you know, the Bosch is just really kind of an unfortunate avenue to get there, and one that I don't think anyone really wanted to take. It's just that's, you know, where they're at now.
Zach Buckley from the Bleacher Report joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. I guess the next logical question, these two sides seem to be at an impasse. Bosch says he can play. Pat Riley and the Heat say he can't. They won't pass him. They won't pass him on his physical. Well, where does everybody go from here? Because that's what we haven't asked yet. What happens from here? If the Heat don't pass him, they don't have to play him. And Bosch wants to play, and the Heat won't play him, and they won't let him play. Where does this go from here? Is there a buyout engineered? Do they keep him on the sidelines so that way they can free up the money? Where will this all end up for Bosch?
Yeah, I think the easiest route for Miami is if he continues to sit out. If they get to February and he hasn't played yet, he can be examined by an independent doctor. If he's designated disabled at that time, he can recover basically all the money left on his salary, and really they'd open up two max contract slots for this coming summer. I think that's the cleanest break for the Heat. But if Bosch gets picked up by someone else, then that sort of goes out the window. Miami has some money that they owe him at that point. You could see a buyout. I wouldn't be surprised if both sides are somewhat open to that, because, like you said, this doesn't look like it's going anywhere between them. You know, Bosch has released these online videos lately where he says, you know, hey, this is a setback. He obviously wants to continue playing. And if you talk to him, you know, he's a renaissance guy. He has so many different interests. He'd be okay without basketball from that point. But he'll tell you, he's a basketball player first and foremost. He loves this game. And if he thinks, you know, he thinks he's 32, he's in great condition outside of these clots. So if he thinks, hey, I can make it back on the court, he's going to do everything he can to get there. So, yeah, like you said, it looks like it's done in Miami. Riley came out yesterday and said, you know, hey, the rest of his NBA career is up to him. So it seems like Miami would probably help him out if there's a way to get him somewhere else, if someone else wants to pick him up. But the Heat are going to want to get back a lot of that money that they owe him in the process.
Zach, we talk about a buyout. Well, what are the salary cap ramifications of a buyout if they say, you're not playing here because we don't deem you healthy, but if you want to continue your NBA career, go someplace else? Does that free up a second max money slot, or does it not? Tell us about the contract ramifications of a buyout.
Right. You know, it will depend on what that amount is that they're going to agree to. Brash has 3 years left on his current deal. I think it's close to about $75 million. I don't think they're going to want to pay, you know, close to that to get rid of him. But it's just going to depend where that money comes down, you know, where that amount is that they can get to where both sides agree. This is what, you know, this is the fair compensation for what he's provided. And, you know, Bosch has given back a fair amount for the fact that he's not going to play here anymore. You know, the Heat have had some success on a much smaller scale with guys, James Jones, Beno Udrih last season, guys that it took team-friendly buyouts to kind of help Miami and their cap whiz, Andy Ellisberg, kind of navigate around the numbers. Udrih really helped him, took a buyout when he wasn't able to play, reduced his salary, allowed them to go out and sign Joe Johnson, who obviously became a postseason starter for them. So if they can talk Bosch down a bit, get to a friendly number, they don't have a lot of money on the books going forward. Whiteside got his big deal. Dragic is getting a decent amount of money. But other than that, there's a lot of one-year deals here. There's a lot of young guys playing on rookie contracts. So the money's going to be there. Like I said, it just depends on what that number is that those two sides can come together on.
You know, we got a couple minutes left here. And with Bosch out of the equation, and certainly it's happened over the last couple of seasons, but how does this affect, and I never thought I'd say this, the dean of Eastern Conference coaches, Eric Spoelstra?
You know, it's funny. He seemed genuinely excited yesterday about this whole process. You know, he was still, I think, a little floored by the Bosch news, as everyone was. And a lot of people threw out the question, you know, is it easier now having some clarity on Bosch's situation as opposed to going forward with, you know, the will he or won't he? I will tell you, everyone said, you know, no. They'd take the alternative, you know, to have this sliver of a chance of Bosch coming back as opposed to where we're at now. But guys did concede, you know, hey, this does make it easier to formulate a system, to build a rotation. Look, they've got a ton of guys who all sort of share this similar mindset of having a chip on their shoulder. Guys who are just underrated, you know, Hassan Whiteside being discarded from the league, having to work his way back. Josh Richardson, you know, second-round pick. Tyler Johnson, undrafted. And then the guys they've gone out to get. Deion Waiters, you know, lottery pick who's played for two different teams already. Derek Williams, former number two pick who's been thrown around the league. There's a lot of guys with something to prove on this team. They're hungry. They're athletic. They're going to run. I think Spoelstra's going to play as fast as maybe he ever has. The trick is going to be, you know, is there going to be a leader in that locker room who shows up? Can Whiteside lead a team? Because it looks like this is his group for now. The other thing is, with so many guys on that one-year contract, can they keep everyone focused on a collective goal as opposed to guys playing for numbers in their next contracts? But, you know, maybe Spoelstra puts on a good show, but, you know, after, I want to say having it easy, but, you know, having these superstar leaders, now that he doesn't have that, he seems, on the surface, genuinely excited for this next challenge.
Well, there's going to be a lot of challenges. Because we do have to run, and unfortunately, because I had a couple of other areas I wanted to explore. But, Zach, it's always great to talk to you, and we will talk to you again down the line. Training camps are open. It's not too long before we'll be talking a lot of NBA. Thanks so much, Zach.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
You got it. Bye-bye now. Zach Buckley, Bleacher Report, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack, giving us all the latest on Chris Bosch versus the Miami Heat. I guess the only other question I had for him, Bob, and I'll throw this at you as we go out the door, and then on the other side, we'll either pick it up or bounce a couple of other things around. I'm wondering if Pat will have trouble signing marquee free agents when all three members of the Big Three are going to leave with some acrimony as it relates to Pat Riley and the organization. Final thought. as we take it home here on The Attack.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Joe, before we went out the door on the last break, you raised a question, and I think accurately so. Will Riley have a tough time getting free agents to commit to South Beach with the acrimonious ending of Wade and Bosch? It wasn't acrimonious with James. He just went home. But
yeah, there was a little acrimony going out the door. There were some veiled comments about him not returning, if you remember.
Yeah.
You know, Riley threw some barbs at LeBron James out the door. So all three of the big three leave with some acrimony and some hurt feelings towards the organization.
But I think professional athletes as a whole, Joe, recognize the reality that it is a business. And no matter what, the page always gets turned. You'd love to finish your career with your particular team, but it doesn't always play out that way. I think the appeal of South Beach, I think the appeal of the organization that they're willing to pay, and I think the appeal of no state tax in the state of Florida is going to go a long way, and they got a good young core as well.
All fair points, Bob. We got to get out the door here. It was a big show. We got a lot we're going to cover tomorrow, everything from D. Gordon's great tribute to Jose Fernandez to the passing of Arnie, to Greg Hardy getting in trouble, and a whole lot more. We thank all our guests. We thank our producers. We thank all of you. Wherever you're listening to the Spano and Black Attack, stay there. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow, we come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.